I had about 2 weeks to prepare for my talk today, and like how everything else happened, I went to get to clarify a couple of things online with, you know, some of the words that I had. And I did not even put the word empowerment or anything. I think I was looking for reality or some kind of word. And I noticed, for whatever reason, this webpage came up, and it was about empowerment. And it says steps to spiritual empowerment. I'm like, maybe the word is somewhere in it that I asked for. And the more I read the passages, the more I was in alignment with it and agreed with what was said. So, guess what?
Hi!
Guess what? I ditched what I wanted, what I prepared over the last 2 weeks in all its different forms, and I just adopted what the steps to empowerment was talking about. So steps to empowerment, it was written, it's a book, I guess. It's a book by Glenn Edwards and Santoshin. And I just have some short excerpts from the book. The book was published by Fulsham and Quantum. So, all credit to Mr. Glenn Edwards and Santoshim. So this is about spiritual empowerment, and spiritual empowerment entails the awareness of who we are and what we are. It encompasses awareness of our everyday experience, our physical, our psychological experience. But it also incorporates our spiritual selves. And as we are doing our angel cards, I'm going to refer more to our angel self. Because our angel self, in my way of thinking, is truly bringing it closer to my earthly form. I could recognize an angel self within me as opposed to recognizing a broader term as spirituality. So I can interchange the word my spiritual life as my angel life, my angel beingness. And in that way, it makes it so much easier to be an angel for someone else. You know, I could do this and I could say, it's from my inner being, it's from my angel. You know, so I really like the idea. It was a very inspired, good idea of doing the angel cards this time around. So bringing our everyday living to our spirituality or angel self into balance with one another is really not an easy path if we look at our everyday experience in the way how easy and hard, you know, we manage those things. But with perseverance and drawing upon the variety of our spiritual practices, our creative practices, and really drawing on our intuition, what speaks to us, our gut reaction, we can make it. We can accomplish that balance, bringing the balance of our humanness and our angelness together. So just as we need to practice for whatever instrument or whatever, driving a car, sailing a boat, I've never sailed a boat, but whatever, you know, practice is the key thing. And so don't give up. If it doesn't feel as though you're making strides, trust me, we are already, it's already within us. We have the knowledge, we have the wisdom. And our minds, our angel self, will give us the understanding to keep going and to understand where we are. So don't give up on your practices. So we have to know that we are individualized expression of the eternal spirit, which we call God, and that it permeates all life in the universe. And so that is the basis. That's where we start from. For us to understand unity, for us to understand our angel, our spirituality, we must know that God is, and that God is the beginning, the Alpha, and God is the end, the Omega. And so it's everywhere present. It permeates all life experiences. And so another thing we have to remember, that our angel selves, our spirituality, can never die. It can never be hurt. It can never be a victim. Our spirituality is the pureness, is the purity, the core of our beings, and nothing can ever hurt it. Now, our life experiences can come and cloud it out and give us the sense that there is some type of separation. But in order to create balance, as I mentioned before, just doing the practices, even if it doesn't feel that you want to do it, just keep doing them. And slowly you start, you know, making a differentiation from what are the life experiences that bog you down to your true angel form, your angelness. All right. So as we open to our eternal selves, which is the spirit which we are, that is an individual expression. That's what the eternal self is. And to the spirit that permeates all, various changes will begin to take place. Realize that your mind has the power to bring you closer to the divine and to finding the truth in all things. So our minds have the power to bring about a deeper understanding of what the divine is in relationship to us. And our mind brings the understanding of how the divine functions within us. So it's done by refining our perceptions and opening our minds, that the authentic spirit self's presence become more noticeable and life takes on a greater meaning. And so as we awaken to its influence, we open to our own innate wisdom and gain insight into the reality of spirit. And through our angel beingness, I say beingness, there's no word like beingness, but it sounds good.
I like
beingness. We have an increased sense of awareness. We discover things. We, you know, things as such as we see the beauty in others. We see the beauty in nature. We learn to appreciate the bountifulness of the ocean and the waves and the trees and, you know, everything that surrounds us, we have a better appreciation for. And this is one of the reasons, this is, I guess, where our angel beingness comes in, because it literally opens us up to a deeper sense of awareness. And so be very easy with yourselves, even if you think you may not be seeing, just trust that there is a spirituality in you that would like to open you to greater perspectives, to bigger, broader, wider perspectives. And so as we gradually awaken to that responsibility for what is happening in and around our lives, we make changes that bring us closer in spiritual ways. So just know that all life and experience becomes the substance for growth and reflection. So another point is, we awaken to the infinite qualities of good within you, within our own selves. As we start to open to spirit powers and abilities, we also awaken to our spiritual understanding. And so by awakening to spiritual understanding, the things that come forth are love, goodness, beauty, abundance, courage. These angel cards are the best because it truly defines our angelness. It truly defines the spiritual part of our lives. You know, you go to work on a daily basis and it's like, good morning, and then the whole pile of work is in front of you. You do not say, oh my goodness, here's a pile of work that is absolutely delightful or whatever. You know, you just get to it. However, the angel part of it literally, you know, sort of slows you down and reminds you that the qualities that are manifested as a result of you having that spirituality would, you know, just brings you back to it. It sort of brings you back to, it's a sort of finer tuning. It's a gut feeling. It's an inspiration that, hey, it's not all about what I'm seeing in front of the computer or the hard work that needs to be done. It's about being in tune with even what it is, what the work is, what the day is about to create for you. And so it takes not a lot of skill, but it takes awareness to be able to recognize these beautiful qualities: openness, patience, faith, play. All right? So the qualities such as love, respect, compassion, and empathy. And compassion and empathy is particularly important because as angels, we don't have compassion and empathy for ourselves, do we? We have it for other people. And so as angels, our awareness is so wide open because now we are seeing that other people are in situations, circumstances that has drawn on your love, has drawn on your compassion, has drawn on your grace. I love it.
Aren't
they fun? I know. So it's wonderful. And so know that that these qualities are inherent within us. Through our angel selves, we manifest and express God more purely. And that's exactly what I was trying to say. It's a finer tuning. It's purity as opposed to the heaviness and the laboriousness of a daily sort of in and out experience. The angel part of us draws us in and refines us in the spiritual aspect of our lives. So, and that is to be taken very seriously, by the way. Okay. So through our angel selves, we manifest and express God more purely. Our decisions are wiser, and they include a greater and wider perspective. That wider perspective, my friends, is wisdom. So from here, we begin to see others as we are. We are compassionate, we are empathetic, and we really become skillfully aware. This could be a one-time event, or you can make it an everyday event. Those are my words. So you can choose to see people as they are today because we are in an environment that is encouraging it, that is, we are all on the same page. And so it's good and easy to do that today. But you leave here, and let's say tomorrow, you are in a different space. I encourage you to continue to see others, to see your own self as angels, and to see others exactly as you are. Because if we are the one expression of spirit, we cannot have divisions in spirit. So who I am is who you are. Deep within, the core of who I am is exactly who you are. Now I'm beautifully brown. And I don't see beautifully brown here, but I see absolutely stunning, different, various shades. I have to be careful what I'm saying. They're white, and I think it's only whites I'm seeing here today. So, you know, we are different externally. Our expressions of spirit are different externally, but it does not change who we are internally. And that is our angel self. Our beingness never changes. All these words are who we are internally, our God self. And that makes me very excited. Guess what? Because you see each person as you want to see yourself. You see each person in a light where you trust them to make decisions, because you trust your own self to make decisions. You give them that power. You see the power within them because you know you yourself have that power within you. So you look at people differently, and you trust people. You trust them because you trust yourself. And so you're coming from that space of love. You're coming from that space of goodness, of grace. And you're coming from that space knowing that if it is within me, by golly, it is within you. So I honor you because it's just where I am right now. So it's on a beautiful elevation. So realize that the one creative power in all is the life of God. We know that. And how do we open up to the power that is God? How do we open up to the power that is God within us? And unless we consciously make the effort to attune to the divine in all, we will never understand the spirit. And I'm saying never, which I normally don't like to say. We will never understand the spirit that we are and its relationship with everything and everyone. And this is really, really important. This is like the core. This is the 101 of understanding God in us as us. If we understand the relationship with everything and everyone, and it ties right back to it is one, God is one, God is everywhere present, there is no division, there is not a duality, God cannot be divided, God cannot be separated. If I understand all of that, then I understand that that power within me is the same power within you. It's the same power that allowed that thing to drop. It's one. We are all one. Okay? And so we need to be aware that we live, move, and have our being in this oneness. We came from and are part of God, the very foundation of our lives. So it is the substance, continuity, and activity of all life. We derive everything from God. Our mind is God's altar. Our body is its temple. And our spirit is its home. Wow.
Read that again.
Woo! Wow. We derive everything from God. Our mind is God's altar. Our body is its temple. And our spirit is its home. All creative potentials and possibilities are within this spirit that we are. We need to recognize that it is through our minds, emotions, and individuality that we develop the ability to be more God-centered, to be more angel-like. So we establish a greater awareness of who we are and how we interconnect with all life. The more we are able to recognize this reality, the more receptive we will be the infinite qualities of good within us. This will give us the strength to free the mind and emotions and embrace a greater truth. So realize you have within you infinite potentials and possibilities. And this is what today is all about. Recognizing that God is infinite. Recognizing that God is abundance. Recognizing that God is light. and joy and patience and beauty, infinite beauty, infinite everything. And that if God is our infinite, if God is infinite, then our potential, what we have within us, is also infinite. So you use your mind to grow in wisdom and understanding and awaken our lives to wider possibilities. Depend more on your angel self, because your angel self knows. And this is the balance. This is our everyday experience where we're in charge. No, you don't do it that way. Do it this way, you tell yourself. But there is a higher source within us from the spiritual level that truly, if we look at the whole scheme, should dominate our entire existence. However, because of the heavy mass of core everyday living, as I said before, it clouds out all that fine-tuning. And so my encouragement to you today is to depend more, not on what's kind of jabbing at you on a daily basis, but depend more on the fine-tuning, depend more on the small voice, depend more on the things that feel and sound good to you, even if it doesn't show on the outside. Because in that way, that's the way we train ourselves to be who we are, to recognize and accept that we are absolutely self-empowered. And from that self-empowerment, we have a guidance. Our angel self, our spiritual being, guides us into an easy path, an easy life. And so in the beginning stages, the mind may be more familiar with everyday knowledge and thought rather than spiritual perceptions. We may feel like a stranger in a strange land and be unsure about our creative abilities, as we often limit ourselves and underrate what we can truly achieve in life and our development. So basically, just hang in there. We have the abilities within us. All right? Seek to understand and live from the higher spiritual viewpoint and harmonize your life with spirit. If we truly wish to develop and manifest all that is good within us, we must endeavor to harmonize our lives with spirit. Yeah, you know, don't care how much you tough it out. Something always brings you back to the point where there have to be a balance. The balance comes in to reassure you you're not alone, first of all. And being not alone means that, obviously, I have an empowered self that guides me. I have an empowered self that would not lead me wrong. And so this is where faith comes in. Faith comes in because I just have to believe that that is so. You know? There are times when I don't believe at all. And I'm like, I'm not going to believe that. But I am too smart and too encouraged and too inspired and knowing from my core that I can't do it. Everything in me tells me that I am supported. Everything in me tells me trust God, trust yourself, trust spirit, trust that angel spirituality that doesn't seem to show when we want it to show, or probably shows when we think that our life experiences should be more adamant than what we are hearing from the spiritual experiences. But just trust that, and this is my thing, I just trust to know that my life will work out perfectly. Perfectly because I'm already filled with potential. I'm already filled with the possibility that things are absolutely in order. You know, it's my humanness that doubts, but I try to listen to that still small voice that reminds me that every day is about birthing. Every day is about new experiences. And last night may not look like today, but today is a day where I can start again. And this is where our empowerment and that still small voice reminds us, you got it within you. All right? And so in closing, do everything as an act of selfless service for the manifestation of internal spirit and ourselves. We have within us infinite qualities of good, love, and compassion. Every act, thought, and expression can be reflected upon and used to unfold these qualities more purely. This encourages a more universal acceptance of good in others and in our everyday lives. When we focus more on our inherent universal goodness, we become less self-centered and more in tune with life and spirit. So all life is sacred and ultimately derives its existence from God. Therefore, we should seek to become one with the sacredness that exists in everything and everyone, and respect and care for all life, including ourselves. Anything that separates us from others means separating ourselves from life and the creative principles in all. Living by spiritual empowerment means going beyond ordinary laws, taking responsibility for every area of our lives, our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and being respectful of everyone and every form of life we come into contact with. We may not be able to accomplish this overnight, but it is in the trying that we become more caring, more loving, and centered, and we become responsible human beings, expressing ourselves as angels on earth. Thank you.
Thank you.